Test 5. Listening. Part 2.
Now turn to Part 2, questions 8 to 13. You will hear an actor called Paul Davis talking on the radio about his career. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for Part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today the actor Paul Davis is here. Paul, thank you for coming. You've worked on television for a few years now. Have you always wanted to act?
Ever since I was young. I went to drama school when I was 18. And while I was there, I started looking for some acting jobs, but didn't get anything. I started looking seriously when I was 21 and had left drama school. It took a while, but I finally got my first role when I was 22. I was really lucky.
About 6 months ago, you left your acting job on the popular television programme West Square. Why was that?
I loved working on West Square. I wasn't bored with the role, and it was nice to earn good money, but it was time to move on. In acting, it's really important to do as many different roles as you can. It makes you a better actor.
West Square helped make you famous. Do you miss it?
I haven't been on TV for a while now, and people soon forget your face. But I don't mind that, and anyhow, I played the bad guy, so I never got many letters from fans. But there were some great actors on the programme. I probably won't work with them again, and I miss them.
Your new job is on the programme City Watch, which starts on television next month. You play a Liverpool policeman. What's that like?
Before filming, I met some police officers in Liverpool. I followed them around and learnt about their jobs. Their work is hard and they need to be fit, which made me glad I still do some sport. I grew up in Liverpool, so it wasn't hard to find my way around the city.
So, you're back in your hometown. Is that good?
My parents live really close to the studio, so I'm staying with them for a while. I lived in London before, and it was a long journey to work. There was also the travelling at weekends to see my family. It's great now. I have more time for other things.
And what about the future?
A record company has asked me to do a CD, but I can't sing, so I'm not really interested. I wouldn't mind a long holiday. A friend of mine has just gone to South America, but I'm saving to get my own flat, so I have to keep on working.
Well, good luck. And later on this morning, we have Paul.
Now listen again.
Today, the actor Paul Davis is here. Paul, thank you for coming. You've worked on television for a few years now. Have you always wanted to act?
Ever since I was young. I went to drama school when I was 18. And while I was there, I started looking for some acting jobs, but didn't get anything. I started looking seriously when I was 21 and had left drama school. It took a while, but I finally got my first role when I was 22. I was really lucky.
About 6 months ago, you left your acting job on the popular television programme West Square. Why was that?
I loved working on West Square. I wasn't bored with the role, and it was nice to earn good money. But it was time to move on. In acting, it's really important to do as many different roles as you can. It makes you a better actor.
West Square helped make you famous. Do you miss it?
I haven't been on TV for a while now, and people soon forget your face. But I don't mind that, and anyhow, I played the bad guy, so I never got many letters from fans. But there were some great actors on the programme. I probably won't work with them again, and I miss them.
Your new job is on the programme City Watch, which starts on television next month. You play a Liverpool policeman. What's that like?
Before filming, I met some police officers in Liverpool. I followed them around and learnt about their jobs. Their work is hard and they need to be fit, which made me glad I still do some sport. I grew up in Liverpool, so it wasn't hard to find my way around the city.
So, you're back in your hometown. Is that good?
My parents live really close to the studio, so I'm staying with them for a while. I lived in London before, and it was a long journey to work. There was also the travelling at weekends to see my family. It's great now. I have more time for other things.
And what about the future?
A record company has asked me to do a CD, but I can't sing, so I'm not really interested. I wouldn't mind a long holiday. A friend of mine has just gone to South America, but I'm saving to get my own flat, so I have to keep on working.
Well, good luck. And later on this morning, we have Paul.
That is the end of part 2.